Hello, and welcome to our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse, brought to you by Telios. This captivating podcast will not only teach you the wonderful book of Galatians, but it will also teach you how to study the Bible so you have confidence in Scripture. Each episode will provide key points for verses in Galatians. Thanks for joining us on this exciting biblical journey.
I'm William Stewart, co-founder of Telios. Welcome back to our verse by verse study on the book of Galatians. Such a wonderful book written by our beloved Apostle Paul, who writes to the Galatians, encouraging them to maintain a faithful walk as saved believers. Having come to faith, we are assuming from Paul's writings, by faith alone in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. And he's telling them to maintain their Christian walk, emanating from their saved position according to faith, and not by legalism, and specifically in this case, probably for the what appears to be many Jews in the Galatian population, reverting back to the Jewish law. So in verse 1 of chapter 5, which we just covered, talked about their liberty. Again, as Christians, we are free from legalism and from the Jewish law. In verses 2 to 5 today, he reverts back to, again, telling them the bad parts of what legalism does through the law. Again, very important lesson. It seems that we're dealing with an old issue, the Jewish law, and yet practically so many Christians today live under a legalist system, perhaps through their friends, the church, perhaps even from themselves. So verse 2 says, "Behold, I, Paul, say to you that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing." So circumcision here was given to Abraham, you might remember, in Genesis 17, but was a sign to the Jewish nation of the Mosaic covenant. So the Jews who were part of the society, part of Judaism, were circumcised as babies as a sign to God's faithfulness to them, to one day bring the Messiah. And it helped differentiate them from other societies, a obvious sign that they could see. But he's saying here in verse 2 that if you're following this law, then grace hasn't helped you because Christ has come and brought salvation and you're ignoring it, maintaining the law. So verse 3, "For I testify again, every man that is circumcised, he is a debtor to do the whole law." So this is said in Leviticus that if you are doing it, in Deuteronomy, if you're doing the law, you have to do it all. Otherwise, it is your way to show faithfulness and obedience to God. But of course, the law ended, Romans 10:4, as we've mentioned, when Christ came. Verse 4, "Christ has become no effect to you. Otherwise, Christ doesn't matter because you're following the law." And remember, salvation is not based in the law. Salvation is based in Abraham. So from Leviticus 18:5, we know the law can bring good things in life, but it doesn't bring salvation. So it says if you're justified by the law, and this is not saving justification before God, it's before their society. So remember, there's two ways scriptures uses the word justification, diakosune, or dikaios, a justification before God, forgiven sins through Jesus Christ, and living a good life, a righteous life before society itself. Law, you are fallen from grace. Now, some people will interpret this as having fallen away in their salvation, losing their salvation. The word ekpimpto in the original Greek doesn't mean this at all. It just means fall away, like a blossom falling off a tree in late spring or a leaf in fall time. So it's not specifically related to salvation. It means basically you've ignored grace. And it's talking about somebody as the rest of these four verses, really, that has never accepted Christ and is ignoring grace. Otherwise, the verse must be taken in context and not using a Greek word with an English translation that people think about losing salvation. Salvation is secure. And there's a good chapter in my ebook on this online at the Teleos website under the ebook Know the Bible. Galatians 5:5. For we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. So an important verse. We don't live by the law. Our hope is not in the law. Our hope is in Jesus Christ. And as Christians who have, again, received Christ, have become Christians by faith alone in the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we have the Holy Spirit. And we're regenerated by the Spirit. We're a new person. So we can wait until that righteousness comes by faith alone when Christ comes again. Very important distinction. We don't work for salvation. We don't work for approval for God that he would give us salvation or keep us in salvation. This is all by grace. We do good works to be pleasing to God in recognition he's given us salvation, but they're separate. We work because we're saved and regenerated to please God, not for his approval. We are to have confidence in our relationship with God always because of Christ. Okay. Thank you for joining me today. We'll continue in this section, and we'll as it talks more and more about not hurting each other, but loving each other, and then we'll come to a very important section on the Holy Spirit. Please join me then. I'll look forward to seeing you.
Thanks for listening to this episode of our podcast, Galatians Verse by Verse. We hope you found the teachings both interesting and informative. Join us next week for another exciting episode. To listen to all episodes, please visit our website, teleosresearch.com. That's TELEIOSRESEARCH. Thank you.